Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, heard on great stations all around the country. It is the Jim Bob Show, game day edition, and Jim Bob on the line as we get towards the precipice of yet another Chiefs Invitational. No better person to have on the line than accomplished broadcaster, beloved Chiefs legend, the one and only
Billy Bob Moss, my little brother. So, hey, what's up, Billy?
Wait, say, buddy, how about this, right? They just keep going. It's like, how do they do it? They just keep on doing it.
I'll tell you what, somebody asked me last week, we were doing the show and we were getting ready to outline the Commanders game against Philly. And I said, well, I can tell you this, Philly is going to run the ball down the throats of the Commanders. And that's, you just expect the Commanders couldn't stop the run. And I go, and they said, well, what about the Bills versus the Chiefs? I go, listen, winning in the NFL is all about finishing. Is there a better team in the NFL that you can think of in the last 10 years, maybe Brady's New England Patriots, that finish better than the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, obviously they broke an NFL record by going 17 games straight, winning one score games. If you go back and look at the who's had fourth quarter wins in like playoff situations, there's been, down in the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes is 7-for-7. The closest is Tom Brady. I think he was 4-of-11. But, I mean, it's just amazing. And that's what it's about, Jim Bob. You said it right. It's about finishing. Like, all these teams that have better teams and better rosters than the Chiefs, what they don't have is the experience of high-pressure moments.
Yep.
And being able to deal with them.
Right.
That's Andy Reid. That's Steve Spagnuolo. That's Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, Jones. That's those guys have that experience. And they see through it. When everybody else feels that pressure in that moment and are like, oh, shit.
Well, Bill, it's that situational awareness that they've been places where other teams may just go all out and blow teams out. And you think, well, geez, maybe the Chiefs aren't that good. They're not blowing everybody out. They're doing what it is that they need to do to win. It's like, it doesn't matter. The end, you know, the score is going to reflect that the Chiefs have beaten you, even if it's by this much or that much. Why did they need more points? Well, they didn't. And so that's one of the things we were talking about, is it's hard to gauge just how good the Chiefs are, because they really do just whatever's necessary to win.
Yeah.
And that necessary is the key, right? And I said this from the time, 2 years in, watching Patrick Mahomes and watching the tape so close. And I'll contend, and I still contest, that there's no quarterback in the history of the NFL that sees the field the way he sees the field. It's just, it's not even close. And so when it comes nut cutting time and that pressure moment is there, you know, defenses bank on the fact that a quarterback is going to break under pressure. And the fact of the matter is, when the pressure mounts, he makes the right choice and sees the field and sees the open receiver, like Juju Smith-Schuster, right? What's he, the fourth or fifth guy?
Yeah.
He came up big because Patrick Mahomes, everybody else was covered up. But guess what? That fifth receiver, Juju, right, he's got the matchup he wants on a DB that probably shouldn't be on the field, and he's got that little bit of separation, and Patrick's going to hit him.
Yeah.
And that's what defensive coordinators bank on, the fact that a quarterback cannot do that. Well, he can.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good point, is that I really do. I think this game, in my opinion, is it, because, you know, Saquon Barkley, here's the deal. In postseason play, everybody needs to understand this. In his three postseason appearances, he's averaged 6.7 yards a carry. I think Spagnuolo, in my opinion, Billy, I think he's going to drop another guy in the box. I really see them coming out with kind of a four-man front, dropping a safety down and almost making it a five-man front. And I think they're going to play a lot of man coverage and cover three and disguise. But I think he's going to put an extra guy or two down in the box, and we'll see how this turns out.
He will.
Then I guess, you know, can we cover the receivers for Philadelphia is how Steve's going to look at it. Hey, you know, is the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, secondary going to be able to match up man-to-man or whatever games we're going to play? But if you're going to drop somebody down the box, it kind of takes away a little bit of your ability to play I&O and bracket on certain receivers. But I'm sure he'll design something pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know, they play a lot of three safeties anyhow. That's just what they do. But here's the thing, like, you know, Washington linebackers just could not match up, and they just didn't even come close, as a matter of fact, to be able to handle that counter that they run. And so they just got blown up and caught in the trash and couldn't come over the top. And it's a little bit different story with this linebacking crew. You know, you got Bolton and Chanel and Tranquil. These guys, I'm telling you, man, that's a different story. So, you know, look, they've met their challenges before when they've had to stop rushers. This is a great offensive line and a great running back. But I think it's going to be handled, and they're going to come up with something. When you talk about that man-to-man, you're right. They're going to play a lot of that. Guess who wins in the PFF ratings, wins most man-on-man deals? A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting at. That's why I wouldn't let A.J. Brown be on the field without me doing some type of help inside or over the top with him. I would definitely. He's too dangerous. I think you've got to focus on A.J. Brown, and you got to drop the box. And however you drop the box, you got to do some rotating back in the secondary to get that I&O on Brown. He's too dangerous to man up. I mean, he's going to win those contests.
Yeah, and there's no doubt they're going to have to roll to his side for sure with safety help.
But, I was also thinking that Spagnuolo, you would like this. I mean, I want to get to this tush push, but, you know, I think Spagnuolo is going to – I mean, you got to protect the edges too. I mean, where Saquon Barkley, he's running through that C gap area, and just once he gets through that, he's just gone, you know, and they're taking a B gap and widening it. Is that so, you know, however he's going to play, whether he's going to play like a two nose or I don't know if he's go with a wide nine or a seven technique on the edge. What do you think he'll do on the edges? Cause you know, that's where I see, I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to kill you running through the A gap. I think what happens if that B gap gets widened, and it depends on what side of the field you're on, or they take it to the edge. They got to control the edge too.
Yeah, you're right. From between the B and C gap is where their big spreads come up. And a lot of that has to do with linebackers not being able to get to where they're supposed to be. So, I like the Chiefs linebackers. I think they're made for this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll step up. There's some great matchups in this game. There's no doubt.
There really is.
But I think the big matchup, to me, the biggest side is the other side of the ball. I think this smells to me a lot like the Tampa Bay Super Bowl when the Chiefs couldn't match up their offensive line all season long, struggled, floundered, flopped around, and went down there and played the Bucks, and that Bucks front just took it to them and beat them up the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, you're talking about Jalen Carter, you're talking about Nolan Smith Jr.,
mm-hmm.
right? You're talking about Sweat. I mean, those guys can fly.
Carter is just a beast,
man.
And he, you know, I was worried about him because, you know, he kind of got that when they drafted him. He got a little bit of, maybe he's a little lazy. That dude can play. Oh my God. How about that? How would you like to be? We got to get Grunty on here and hey, how would you like to go up against that guy every day? I mean, we up and went up against Bill Moss every day, which, by the way, that guy was a beast and still a beast. Look, Billy, you look like you can still play. I just, with everybody, people said that to me. They go, Bill looks like he can still play. I go, well, I don't know. I don't know if he can still play because I've seen his legs. He's had he got his knee replaced, you know that, right?
And a hip, too.
Yeah, and a hip.
You want my pick on this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick against the Chiefs.
You're not going to pick against the Chiefs?
Everything tells me Philadelphia, if I'm looking at it football-wise, but I've said that about four times watching this Chiefs team. I'm going with a hand that likes the heat and likes the pressure. I'm taking the Chiefs, baby.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anything else? And here's the deal. I'm right there with you, Billy. Hey, good luck in your travels. We'll catch up. When are you headed to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to watch this one at home.